Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 everybody, live today, Back to Power Radio Network. It's the 28th day of September already, 2016, and you are tuned into Attitude of Gratitude. Team Gratitude is with you today. That is award-winning artist David Martinko and me, Annette Rochelle Faven. We're here to give you some information, share what's on our hearts. Possibly food for thought, whatever you'd like to call it. To me, it's early in the day. If you're listening in another part of the world, it might be mid-afternoon or early afternoon. So when I say food for thought, make it any meal you like. It could even be a snack. Today's topic, animals and an attitude of gratitude. I think one of the things that inspired this title for today are all the memes that you see on social media of the animals being so grateful. They're grateful when they're rescued. They're grateful when they find food out in the wild. They're grateful to be around each other. They're grateful for nature. And you look at that and you think to yourself, wow, that little creature, or that big creature, could be an elephant, you never know, it could be a horse, has such a look on their face of appreciation, has such a countenance of peace. And people wonder all the time if animals have feelings. Yes, they do. Obviously, you can see it. If animals can relate, or we can relate, that we share certain types of feelings, like the feeling of love, feeling of gratitude, feeling of appreciation. You know, the memes are created from pictures that are taken, which means that the pictures have captured the animals being themselves. And then people usually add some sort of wording or text, you know, and maybe put some other things in the pictures to make it look like they're in different places. But look at those pictures. Look at your own animals. I don't know if you're around animals or not. If you're around birds, I have friends that like birds, and they have had parrots and parakeets and cockatiels and finches, a wide assortment of different birds. And sometimes the little birds will lean up against each other like they're so grateful to have a buddy in the cage. Sometimes they will come up and, take their little heads and bump the fingers or the hands of their people that feed them, their caretakers is what I was going to say. And it's really cool because I don't think we think about it. I don't think we stop and think about, is that animal grateful? Does that animal, you know, have the ability to understand gratitude? Cats, dogs. I mean, when I scratch the ears of our cats, you know, because they like their little, behind their little ears scratch sometimes, they look up at me like, thank you. Or their eyes close and they lean their head back into my hand like, oh, this feels so good. That's showing gratitude. When your dog comes over and puts his head in your lap or her head in your lap, and once you hear their tail go thump, 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 thump on the floor, that's gratitude. That's them showing gratitude in a very simple way. They didn't have to go out and buy us anything, although I have had had cats one year that presented me with a dead mouse. That was their way of showing gratitude, I guess. Scared the living dickens out of me. I screamed like a toddler, ran around the house at 3 o'clock in the morning just going, oh, my God, it's a dead mouse. I realized it was dead. It wasn't going to hurt me. It was just one of those crazy things. But it was their way of showing gratitude. It was their way of expressing to me that they appreciated everything I did and everything I did for them. And the interesting thing is, I believe that when an animal shows you gratitude, what they're also doing is they're erasing all barriers. They're just wiping them away. And in their place, they're leaving the energy of, we're one, we're equal. We're connected. They don't have to speak our language. They don't have to be able to write our alphabet. They don't have to be able to have currency to go someplace and buy something. They don't even have to be, obviously, the same species. They have to be the same color. They have to be the same size, same height. And they're expressing a universal theme, that theme of gratitude. They're living that appreciation, and they're showing us how easy it can be done. And for some of the simplest reasons. You know, if somebody stops me at a store and asks me if I found everything okay, I'm appreciative of that. You know why? Because what if I wasn't finding everything okay? And how many times have you walked through a store begging for somebody that worked there to just sort of magically appear so you could ask them a question? Raise your hands. Oh, I see five or six already. Yeah, it's true, isn't it? When they come up to me and say, you're finding everything okay? There are times that I'm so lost in my head. I'm thinking, oh, my God, now I have to respond to somebody. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I've had those moments. I think a lot of people have. However, I try to jump out of that moment and into the present moment. And I look at them and I say, yes, I am, thank you. Or I say, no, I'm not actually. Do you know where the blah, 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 blah is? Or I have a question. And it's not necessarily about what you asked me about, but something else. Or I stop people that are walking along. They appreciate being needed. People appreciate being needed. Animals appreciate being needed. But I'm just giving you examples of how simple it is to express gratitude as a person. If you see a stock person or some other individual, the manager at our local big grocery store is always accessible. You see him constantly out there working on the floor. So if you ask somebody a question and they don't know the answer, they go to a manager. Well, sometimes I just jump all heads and go right to the manager because he's standing right there. He appreciates the fact that you think to ask him. He appreciates the fact that you find out rather than go away and be disgruntled and tell somebody that you're disgruntled and why, and the next thing you know, it spreads like wildfire for some crazy reason. They appreciate that you do that. It's a very simple thing. Animals teach us the simple method of appreciation. They teach us how to be grateful. Somebody smiles at you, smile back. Somebody scratches behind your ears, lean into it and enjoy it. Somebody refills your water. Notice that when you're sitting at a restaurant, somebody comes by and they refill your water. Usually, what's the first thing you do? I'll tell you one of the first things I do is I look up at them and I say, thank you. Or if I can't take my eyes away from what I'm doing, I don't know why that would be, I put my hand up to acknowledge and say, thank you. Why? Because that simple thing that they did could mean the world to me at some point during that meal or during that time I'm sitting there. That simple thing they did, they put more water in my glass. Very simple. What about somebody going, we'll go back to the grocery store for a minute, because that's a really cool place for gratitude for a lot of different reasons on very simple levels. Somebody walks up to you. You know how you have the row of carts? Do you have that at your grocery store? We have that at mine. And there's rows and rows and rows of carts all, like, fit together, nice little, I call them buggy hugs because they're all hugged together. And somebody goes to pull one out, and I come walking up. Now, when I walk into a grocery store, I am generally using a walker. So what a lot of people do is they want to do nice things for me because they want to make my life easier because they think that my life isn't easy because I'm using a walker. And it's very kind of them to think of me. So they'll pull a cart out generally, and they'll give it to me, and they'll take the next cart. Very, very simple thing to do, for which I am extremely appreciative for a couple reasons. First of all, what if the carts get stuck and I have to sit there and wrestle with them? Well, I can do that, but it's annoying. And secondly, they didn't have to do that. They could have pulled their cart out and walked away. I am able-bodied enough to get my own cart. I'm able-bodied enough to get into the store, right? But that simple thing that they did, they handed me the cart they could have used. They let me go through the door first. They could have done that. They give me a cut in line. They could have taken that. And it's not every day. I'm telling you, this is not every day. But on the days that it does happen, to show that appreciation, say thank you. I appreciate you. Or that was so nice of you. Acknowledge it in some way. That's what animals teach us, to acknowledge the good that has come to us, to acknowledge the awesomeness that has happened. I don't know if you've ever watched a bird dig a worm out of the ground. A couple times I have. It's not an everyday occurrence. I get to see it. They pull that sucker out. They chow. They hop away. And they're chirping. Like, oh, my God, that was great. And I just had a really good meal. And hey, everybody, check it out. That's not what they're saying. But to me, that's what they're saying. So they're showing their appreciation for the fact that they just got some food. If they show up at the same site over and over again, they're showing appreciation for that area, because that area is someplace where they're going to find their sustenance. They return to the place where they think they're going to get more. They're showing appreciation. I think that bees are showing appreciation for flowers when they hover by. Sure, they're picking up pollen. Sure, they're getting their stuff that they need. But they're actually showing appreciation to the flowers for being there. The flowers have a gift to give, which is the pollen. The bees need the pollen for the honey. And the flowers appreciate the bees because the bees carry their pollen from one flower to the next so they can cross-pollinate. Now, isn't that cool? That's appreciation that doesn't even have, a lean back into your hand because you're scratching behind the ears kind of moment. But I think it's an unspoken appreciation. I say animals in an attitude of gratitude, but you could substitute nature in an attitude of gratitude here, because it really gets back to the fact that they can't bias, they can't speak in certain, in ways that we do. But animals do show their appreciation, and they do remind us that the simple things in life are the things to be grateful for. Squirrels, it's the nuts they find. I saw a squirrel the other day with a walnut. Walnuts have this case around them, like there's a green casing around them. And I saw this little squirrel on the ground as I was driving by, and my windows were down. So I said, "Hey, squirrely, whirly, what's going on?" And this little bad boy stopped, and he had this giant, honestly, this thing was the size of his head in his mouth. And it was like, "Don't you come get my nut." And I'm like, "Dude, I don't want your nut." I was laughing so hard because I think this poor little critter thought I wanted to come, steal his larder. And as I continued on, I could see like him relax and then take off running again, which is like, I'm so grateful you didn't come steal my food, human being. And he ran off. But I think sometimes that in that moment of seeing how grateful they are to find the nut, how birds are so grateful to find the worm, how, geese are so grateful to have water to fly into, ducks the same way. I like to go to the park and watch them. That is such a simple thing, that they're grateful for the very things that allow them to exist, coexist with us in such a way that's like, look, if I can have the nuts, I'll leave you the vehicle. How's that? If I can have the water, I'll leave you the sidewalk. If I can have the worms, I'll leave you the flowers. It's kind of like a trade-off there. They're grateful for what they need, and they don't take more than they need. And they don't take more than they need. And they show us how to be grateful for it. I think that's cool. I think that's darn cool. So if you're not around animals, go find some. go to a friend's house that has an animal. Or just go sit and watch outside. I honestly, unless you live someplace where there's absolutely no other vegetation out there, because animals will go where vegetation is. So go where there's some vegetation and just wait and watch. And watch how grateful these little guys are. Watch how grateful these little animals are that you don't chase them or you don't try to scare them, because then their little hearts get all freaked out. And they tend to run around nervous. But just go observe nature in its habitat and watch how grateful the animals are. And then when you get into your natural habitat, take some of that gratitude with you. Be natural about it. Be simple about it. Enjoy using that attitude of gratitude. We enjoy the attitude of gratitude here, Team Gratitude, which is award-winning artist David Martinka. And find his music, by the way. Be grateful if you did that. At redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. He's got great free downloads as well as some awesome CDs for sale. And I know because I have every one of them. They're all sitting right here. Wonderful music to listen to. You can find the network, and we appreciate that you do, at blogtalkradio.com/perspective power. Follow us, share us. It's kind of a cool thing to do. And you can find me all over the place. You just type Annette Rochelle Aben in on a Google search, you'll find me. But if you go to AnnetteRochelleAben.wordpress.com, that's my site, and always my links are there. So thank you for tuning in to An Attitude of Gratitude. I'm grateful for you.